Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1916, recorded on Thursday, the 21st of July, 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. We apologise that we have had no introductory music this evening, but normal service will be resumed as soon as possible. I'm James McGarry, and I'm joined by Sarah Houghton.
Thank you, James. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on a Sikh temple in Norwich, and the other a personal account of life on the Somme. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. At the end of this recording, you will have the August edition of Let's Talk to enjoy. Our first news stories include the building of a giant bird's nest, leaseholders advised to stake a claim for lighting monies, and a funding appeal for a young Bangladeshi. But first, football pitch provision in Helsdon.
Before the foundations of hundreds of homes are laid on the Royal Norwich Golf Club, arguments persist over football pitch provision in Helsdon. An application from Persimmon Homes to build up to 1,000 properties on the site was approved last month, but to meet their requirement for formal recreation space, it was hoped the parish council will accept a lease of land where the practice holes currently stand. The Royal Norwich Golf Club has offered the land on a 99-year lease at a peppercorn rent once it leaves the site in 2019. But the parish council has refused to take on the lease, saying building pitches would require work running into millions of pounds. Football pitches are currently available at Helsdon High School and Helsdon Community Centre, the latter brought into parish council control at the end of last year to save costs. Sheila Gurney, chairman of Helsdon Parish Council, told Broadlands Planning Committee that recreation space provided by the parish could well change in the future. While there is already provision funded by the taxpayer, it should not be assumed that this will always be the case, she said. Helsdon Parish Council was offered and has rejected land next to the site. Considerable earthworks of up to 40 feet would be required. That is cited as an excuse as to why the applicant cannot use it, but they are of the opinion Helsdon Parish Council could do the very thing that they were not prepared to do.
At half-mast across the region in mourning for the dozens killed and scores injured in Nice. City Hall lit up in the red, white and blue of the tricolour, and the Union flag was lowered at Norwich Castle. A spokesman said, "We had a counter-terrorism exercise at the Castle Mall only a few weeks ago when we demonstrated excellent capability and cooperation," he said. While, of course, it's impossible to predict in terms of safety and security in this county, we are as prepared as we can be when we are facing the unknown. One of the region's MEPs, Richard Hewitt, warned against allowing the shock of events in Nice to divide society. "This is now the time for all moderate, reasonable and sensible people to reject extremism in all its forms."
A man was detained by police after base jumping off a Norwich tower. The man was detained on suspicion of criminal damage after jumping from the Normandy Tower on Rouen Road. Base jumping, which stands for building, antenna, span and earth, is an extreme sport that involves leaping from tall structures or cliffs with the help of a parachute or wingsuit. It is considered more dangerous than skydiving because of the low altitude jumps. While it is not illegal, some participants have got into trouble for trespassing when accessing areas to jump from.
What a difference a month makes. In just 4 weeks, our region has gone from torrential downpours to sweltering heatwave. It was around this time last month that communities across Norfolk faced severe flooding following a deluge of heavy rain. Since then, there has been little hope of the sunshine making a return to our county, until now, As temperatures soared to around 30 degrees centigrade, people made the most of the good weather while it lasted. But it was not welcomed by everyone. Staff at Great Yarmouth Sea Life Centre had to go to extreme lengths to keep its flock of South American Humboldt penguins cool. As well as rigging up a sprinkler for them, they also froze fish to ensure the animals did not overheat.
A bank employee has been jailed for 14 months for his part in a fraudulent scheme which targeted victims in Norwich. Amiruzzaman was described as the inside man of the operation and was sentenced at Ipswich Crown Court. The 37-year-old from East London had pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud by false representation. He had been part of a national bank fraud which involved 200 victims across the UK, police said. In Norwich, four blocks of flats in King Street, Albion Mill, New Ferry Yard, New Half Moon Yard and the Malt House, and a fifth block, Allison Bank in Geoffrey Watling Way, were targeted. The gang used false identities to gain tenancies in flats and access mailboxes in communal areas. Victims' bank details were then stolen, with bank insiders helping the gang to order replacement cards, which were then intercepted to drain accounts of cash. Zaman was brought to justice as part of Operation Dustin, an investigation into an organised group led by the Suffolk and Norfolk Cyber and Serious Crime Department. 10 people sentenced in February in connection with the case. During the course of the inquiry, police identified 200 victims in 21 separate apartment blocks who had private posts stolen from their mailboxes. Bank frauds in excess of £290,000 were discovered to be linked to the group.
It was an idea they hatched together. The Gebbett family of Angel Road, Norwich, watched a YouTube video of a bird making a nest and decided to weave their own on a giant scale. Initially, just a few twigs in their driveway. It has grown as children walking to nearby Angel Road Infant School and Waterloo Park added to it. Wording painted onto the garden wall read, "Help build our nest. Please add sticks." Mother of three, Claire Gebbett, 44, said it was in part an educational project to teach children about nest building, but also a piece of community art. And she said because the nest was more than a metre in diameter, some children believed it was a dragon's nest. It was just a bit of fun to do in the spring, and as we lived near to the park, we would get children to add to it, said the artist who maintains the Norwich Farm Share blog and also works as a sign language interpreter. It was just a small-scale community effort.
The treatment of teenagers from across Norfolk and Suffolk with a potentially life-limiting condition has been boosted after the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, NNN, developed a better system for providing operations. 8 young patients with scoliosis are having vital surgery that reduces the chances of suffering health complications later in life. It is believed to be the first time a hospital has scheduled 8 such major operations in 1 week, instead of 1 or 2, the usual amount carried out weekly. Scoliosis is the abnormal twisting and curvature of the spine and most commonly develops during adolescence. Amrai, consultant spinal surgeon at the NNN and president of the British Association of Spinal Surgeons, said, "A huge amount of work has gone into planning Scoliosis Week, and everyone in the multidisciplinary team is contributing to making the event a success for our young patients and their families." Scoliosis operations are major surgeries that leave patients needing up to 6 weeks of recovery. Because it is an elective, non-emergency procedure, the hospital has previously had to cancel several such operations because the hospital has become full, especially during winter.
The accessibility of Norwich City Centre was put under scrutiny by members of local disability groups. Groups such as the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the RNIB and the Norwich Access Group joined councillors and officers from Norwich City Council on an access walk around areas affected by current city centre road developments. Participants were taken from City Hall through the St Stephen's Street and Wesselgate area and were given the opportunity to voice their concerns. There was a strong turnout of people, many of whom had visual impairments, with dips in the pavement, lack of push-button crossings, and differentiation between sections of the path among the concerns. Joy Croft of Bishopgate, who has glaucoma, has concerns about crossings. She said, "I moved back to Norwich because I knew it was a city I could comfortably move around in, but now I can no longer do things ordinary people can." Bernie Reddington of Sprowston, who has no sight, added, "I feel the walk was worthwhile, but we should not have to get to this stage in the first place. I hope the council will learn to think about these concerns at the start of developments, not halfway through." Mrs. Reddington's main concern is that guide dogs may find it tricky to distinguish between roads and pedestrianised areas in the current development. Green councillor Leslie Graham, who saw the walk placed on the council's scrutiny agenda, said, "I was very happy people shared their expertise, as they are the people who feel the barriers every day, and I think they made their points very well and people listened."
Leaseholders in Norwich have been urged to claim back the tens of thousands of pounds a campaign group says they are owed because City Hall overcharged for communal lighting. The annual meeting of Norwich Leaseholders Association, NLA, was told a tribunal finding that the council had overcharged for community lighting had been upheld after the council failed in an appeal. A report which went before the meeting stated the council was not contacting the city's 26,000 leaseholders, people who had bought flats or maisonettes from the council, to tell them they were entitled to refunds. And David Feltham, chairman of the NLA, urged the people to claim back what they might be entitled to. He said, "The sad thing is, not many leaseholders have taken up the challenge and asked the City Council to give them a refund. The City Council are aware they are holding tens and thousands of pounds of leaseholders' money that has been wrongfully paid to the council. Our plea is, if you haven't had a refund and think you should, then write to the council and ask them to do a calculation."
The East of England Ambulance Service, NHS Trust, has taken on a new business manager to help increase the take-up of its courses across the region. Mark Hayes has joined the commercial training team, which provides first aid and clinical training, with income raised being reinvested to support frontline ambulance service. Norfolk-based Mr. Hayes said, "The service has a compelling, unique selling point. Get trained by the same professionals you call on in an emergency, and the money you pay goes to the right place, back into the service. I'm really looking forward to talking to organisations across Essex, Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire, Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire about how we can support them with all the training courses we offer." Sector Training Delivery Manager Andy Reid said, "Mark's extensive commercial background and experience in the training sector is really going to help us get there."
An insurance firm with branches across East Anglia, including Norwich, says it has already made major changes as it was given a £2.63 million fine by the Financial Conduct Authority for breaching rules on handling client funds between 2005 and 2013. Towergate Underwriting Group Limited, an insurance intermediary which holds both client and insurer money, accumulated a shortfall of £12.6 million in its client and insurer money bank accounts, which went undetected for several years. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, which levied the fine, said systems and controls weaknesses were to blame, while the company said it accepts the findings and had assisted throughout the process. Towergate chairman John Tyner said, "While this issue is historical, isolated, and had no financial impact on any clients or insurers' partners, it does not excuse the fact that the company failed to live up to the high standards we expect of ourselves at Towergate, and we deeply regret it occurred. The company fully accepts the conclusions reached by the FCA, and the board is pleased that the regulator has recognised the company's transparency and assistance throughout the process."
A young man who has grown up in Norwich and made the city his home is asking people to help him in his fight to stay in the UK. Jakir Ahmed, 21, thought he had found sanctuary in our fine city, but for the past few years he has been living under the threat of being forced to return to his native Bangladesh, where he says he has no known family. Now he needs to raise £4,000 to pay for legal fees to continue his fight to remain with his friends and loved ones in Norwich. In 2008, Mr. Ahmed, then about 14, was found in Prince of Wales Road, cold, confused, and unable to speak a word of English. Police believed he had been trafficked into the country and forced to work as a domestic slave. After being fostered by a Norwich family, he has built a new life in the city, working hard to complete an apprenticeship and secured a full-time job at the airport, and has a girlfriend of nearly 2 years. But for a number of years, he has also faced having his whole world turned upside down, as he has continually had to battle to be allowed to stay in the place he calls home.